we're in Kufi Gimel Halacha Vav. I'm going to read the halacha, but really we're going to need some background to understand. The Mechaber says like this: Kol Shabishlo Yisrael Ma'at Bishulay. If the Jew participated, cooked the food even a little bit, Bein B'tchil Bein B'sarif, whether he did that at the beginning of the cooking or the end, Mutter, the food becomes Bishul Yisrael. Whatever he did, any little bit that he did is enough. B'fikach, Eminiach Oiv Kechavim Basar Oiv Kederach Gabi Eish. If the guy had put meat or a pot of food on a fire, so it was cooking as bishalakim. V'hafach Yisrael b'basar v'hekis b'kedera, and the yid did something to the meat. It says hafach. We'll see what that means in a minute. Or he stirred the pot. Or shehegis Yisrael. I'm sorry. And he did that. Or the opposite case. Shehegis Yisrael v'gamra of kechavim. The yid was the one who did some stirring, and the guy finished the cooking. So Harry's a mutter. It's bishul Yisrael because the yid participated by the beginning of the end. It's good enough.
The pot on the fire.
The pot is on the fire. Yeah, the pot is on the fire.
If it's off the fire, then...
Right, that's good. We'll get to that in a second. Okay, we're going to... I'll get to that. And the Ramah says, Afilu hayim is basho b'lois yohar k'chavim. Even if the food would have not cooked through the yid's cooking, what the yid did would have not been enough to cook it, it's still mutter. Okay, now, what's going on here is that the next six halachas, this halacha and the next and five afterwards are based on one gemara, so that's why you need to fill you in what the Gemara says, and then we'll see where it fits into this whole thing. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is talking about Zaran Lam and Chesam and Alf. The Gemara says like this. If a yid put food on the fire in a way that it would never cook, okay, he put it, whatever, in some place in the on the fire that it would never cook, and then the guy does something to make it that it actually can cook, that's not Bishul Yisrael. Even though the yid put it onto the fire, the Gemara says, Pshita, that thing is not Bishul Yisrael, because what the yid did could have never possibly cooked the food. Now, what happens if the opposite case, the yid put the food, or not opposite, a different case, the yid put the food onto the fire in a way that it could cook, okay, and then the guy did something to make it cook faster, okay, but what the yid did could have cooked the food, then that is considered Bishul Yisrael. That's what
Gemara is saying.
The Gemara doesn't say it's only Farshkanat. The yid put the food on the fire in a way that it could cook. Its svarim is going to be the next halach. Okay, not for today. So the Gemara says he put on in a way that it could cook, and the guy made it cook faster. That's Bishul Yisrael. Now, the Gemara is medayik that the pasuk says hineach Yisrael. I don't remember the words. He put the meat on the fire, and the guy did something. Okay, the implication of the Gemara is that the Gemara is medayik that it means is even if the yid just put it on and it didn't sit there for very long. Okay, just as the yid put it onto the fire. And then the guy did something afterwards, implying that even if it hadn't cooked anything, the yid put it down, and 2 minutes later the guy moved it around. In fact, tomorrow there's another member that says that it's only considered Bishul Yisrael if the yid cooked it, Kamat Ben Shoshoy. How could it say that if the yid just put it down, and then the guy did something else, it's still Bishul Yisrael? We have other members that say that it has to be Kamat Ben Shoshoy, the yid has to do something Kamat Ben Shoshoy. So the Gemara answers like this. I'm telling you the answer, the way the Beis Yosef learns the answer to that Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says like this. If the case when we're makel to say that it is Bishul Yisrael is when the guy didn't undo the Jew's act, which is to say, imagine the meat's on the fire over here, and it would cook over here in an hour, okay, and then the guy slid it over a little closer to the fire, then now it cooks in a half an hour. Okay, so the food stayed on the fire. What the yid did that was on the fire stayed there, and the guy made it a little closer. That's considered that the yid's cooking, even though the yid hadn't cooked it at all, it was on there for just for 2 minutes, that's considered Bishul Yisrael. Lafuke, let me say the opposite case, lafuke. If the guy would take it off the fire and then put it into another place, then we would say the yid's action is finished. What the yid tried to do to start the cooking, if it didn't cook Kamach Ben Tesori, the yid did nothing. And then the guy's putting it on, it's like a new thing, he just put it on from fresh. And that's not considered Bishul Yisrael. Okay, so the Gemara learns that when it says here in this din, v'hipach Yisrael, the Bishul Yisrael point that it says v'hipach Yisrael, I'm sorry, v'hipach Hagoy, doesn't mean that he flipped it over, because if he would flip it over, that means he had to get it off the fire for a second. Okay, so if you flipped it over, that wouldn't be Bishul Yisrael anymore. It would only be mutter if you somehow moved it around that it cooked faster. But if you did something that made it be off the fire for a while, then it's not Bishul Yisrael, unless the yid had cooked it Kamach Ben Shoshoy. Okay? What's the difference? The difference is that in one case, in the case where the guy just moved it around on the fire, like he stirred the pot, then the yid's cooking is still continuing. The yid put it onto the fire, and it would have cooked in an hour. And that action is still going on. The guy did something to make it happen faster. That's what it says. What it says is the chiddush that works even though the guy made it go faster. Lamai says the yid's cooking is what is, this is being cooked by a yid. If the guy had taken it off the fire, so then we say, look, the yid's action is over. The yid, what he was trying to do is gone. Now that he was trying to do was gone, the guy did all the cooking, he didn't make a kabach ben jesoi, so it's asr. Okay?
Even though it's oy to be other, it's idle asr.
Right. Now, the Bach doesn't like what the Bishayshu says. The Bach says, the Gemara doesn't mean as strong as the Bishayshu wants. The Gemara means the case when it's asr is when the yid took it off the fire, and the guy, on his own volition, put it back onto the fire. Okay? The yid took it off the fire, and then the guy, on his own, decided to put it back on. But if the yid would have been watching him do it, or the yid would have told him to do it, or it would have been under the yid's direction to do it, it's still considered the yid's action is still continuing. Yeah. That's how the Bach learns. Okay? We're going to see that more in Halacha Tes, I think it is. There's going to be a shayla that had it. What's shot in this Bach? Okay? But the Bach does not like that. The Bach does not like that. The Bach learns, if it gets off the fire, okay, there's no, it's not dealing with Chazar for Shabbos. If it gets off the fire, it's off the fire. The yid's action is over. So then it depends. If it was cooked Kamacha ben Jesori, then the yid did enough. If it was not cooked Kamacha ben Jesori, then the food is no good. Okay? It's going to be Halacha Ches later. Okay? Now, so that's what the Gemara says. What I just told you is what the Gemara says. These next six Halachas are based on that Gemara. Okay? Just to help you put it into place, in Halacha Yud, the Mechaber is going to say, the din about when the yid put it onto the fire that it can't cook. That's going to be the most common case. When the yid put it into a place on the fire where it can't cook, and halacha ches, it's going to go backwards. And halacha ches is going to be a case where the yid put it onto the fire, and then the guy took it off the fire completely, and then put it back on. And our halacha above, is talking about where the yid put it onto the fire where it could cook, and the guy moved it around to a place where it'll cook faster instead of slower. Okay, that's just the order. And the middle halachas, I told you three halachas, the other ones that I missed are extensions of those cases. Okay. The Gemara says one more thing. What happens if it goes the other way? What happens if the guy was one who started the cooking? We're talking about the case where the yid started the cooking, and then the guy ended the cooking. Or the guy did something to change in the middle. The opposite case, what happens if the guy started the cooking and the yid did something to make it go faster? The Gemara talks about that also. That's the continuation of the Gemara. That's halacha tes going to be. What happens in the opposite case? Okay, it's a little bit a remnant in our case. There's a remnant to it in our case also. Is whether the yid started or ended, but really it's going to be in halacha tes.
That question. Yes. According to Yisrael, if the guy takes it off the fire and puts it back on, so then it's not bishul Yisrael anymore.
If he took it off before his kamach ben Yisrael.
So over here in this halacha it says halacha Yisrael baser when the guy put it on. Right, so this Hafach would also not be a flipping, that would be also moving?
Right, it has to, Hafach Yisrael means at that point the Jew's action starts, then if he took it off, it would be even better.
Right, so
the Hafach here is not clear. It's very not clear. The Bishayis himself says, he asked the Kashi, he says, what does the Gemara mean by Hafach? Hafach means he took it off the fire. So he says, no, Hafach means this in this case. Okay? But what's strange is the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't clarify it, but if you're going to look later, if you get to Halacha Yud and Halacha Ches, he's going to explain that if you got it off the fire completely, then the Yid's action is over. So you're supposed to sort of figure that out. Okay? But he tries to make a point of this, that Hafach does not mean that you mamash took it off the fire. Okay? Which is not a simple way of reading the Gemara, but he says that's what... He's medayik also. The Rambam is more clear, and he's medayik that the Gemara puts it to the case together with the case of Haggis. When you stir the pot, you don't take it off the fire. You just stir it up. You don't get it off the fire. Okay. So the big kash over here is, that's what we're going to talk about in a little bit, the kash is, let's look at the Rambam. Okay, what does the Rambam say? The Mechaber said, whether the Jew did his little bit of cooking at the beginning or the end, it's fine. So the Rambam, it's mutter, even if it would have never cooked had the Yid... Had the guy done anything. If the yid would have done just his thing, it would have never cooked. So what's going on here? That's not true. The Gemara is not like that. Okay? The Mechaber, you should know, the Beis Yosef even says, he asks the Kasha, how come the Rambam doesn't bring this in? How come the Rambam doesn't say that if it would have never cooked by the yid, if the yid's action would have never cooked the food, it would be, it's usher. How come the Rambam doesn't say that? It's so partial. He doesn't have to say that. Okay? And the Mechaber himself does say it in Halachiyah. Yeah, but the Ramah says not like that. And everybody is kind of, the Ramah is mamish straight out against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's poshut, that if what the Yid did was, he put it onto the fire in a way that it will not cook. The Gemara says it's for sure not Bishri Yisrael. So what does Ramah mean? What are you talking about? Okay. I mean, the Gemara says, don't like Gemara. So, I don't know his word. You know. He says, the Gemara before Hepachzeh. Tata, it's just not true. It's like, it can't be. Okay. There's a few answers to this question. A few possible answers to this question.
The Gemara is more like a what? That sort of has to do?
The Gemara says, if the Yid put it on the fire in a way that it won't cook, if you put it on the corner or something, then the guy makes it fit, you know, makes it closer or something like that, the Gemara says, it's partial that that's not Bishul Yisrael. So the Ramah says, I feel like I'm a special, what are you talking about? Okay. So the Taz has two answers. His first answer is, what Ramah means is, that afilu ha'im ispasho means it wouldn't have cooked completely, but it would have cooked kamacha benjur, sorry. He says, afilu ha'im ispasho means it wouldn't have been ispasho completely. It was in a corner that it'll never get all the way cooked, it'll only get half cooked. It'll only get kamacha benjur, sorry. And in that case, but you did, when it wouldn't ispasho means it wouldn't cook fully, but it would cook enough to be edible, and that's the case that the Ramah is being made. Okay, you understand that's a big dachik in the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Vafilo here in the special." You know, where's the conditions over here? What's he talking about? Okay,
that's not funny. The Mitzvah is if we can get halfway cooked, a third cooked.
See, what's such a thing that it can get hot enough to cook partially and not all the way?
Especially if you define a third way cook is a third of the time it takes to get fully cooked.
Okay, all right. So you're right. We couldn't say time. We mean it's cooking wise, but you're right. So maybe it means to be the final get cooked. I don't know. Anyhow, but what means, according to this Tzaddik of the Taz is basically saying the Ramah doesn't say anything. Okay, according to this chat in the Taz, the Ramah is just saying the Gemara in a very strange way, and we can basically ignore what the Ramah says. Okay, as you can imagine, the Taz is not so thrilled about this. Okay, I'm going to switch now to the Shach before we get back to the Taz's other answer. The Shach has an answer that he says maybe you could say, maybe the Ramah is talking about that the Yid, not only did he put it onto the fire, but Yid also lit the fire. Okay, our din is not talking about that the Yid lit the fire. Lighting the fire is going to be the next thing. Case is talking about a guy made a fire and the Yid put it on. We said all the Yid did was put it onto the fire, so therefore it depends what the Yid did. Maybe the Ramah is talking about a case where the Yid lit the fire also. Okay? So the Shach says, the Shach says, listen, that can't be Pshat. Not only does that not make sense because the Ramah doesn't say that the Yid lit the fire, he says, but if the Yid had lit the fire, why would he have to put it onto the fire? If he had lit the fire, the Ramah is an Ashkenazi, right? The Ramah holds, if the Yid lights the fire, it's good enough. That's going to be next halacha. So, if the Yid had lit the fire, why would it have to be the Yid put it on? And always kind of, it wouldn't make a difference. Okay, the Ramah, the Shach, nothing. He doesn't like this answer. Okay. Taz's second answer.
One second.
I just now switched you from to the Shach's first answer.
So the Shach is saying, so according to the Shach, if the Jew lit the fire, then
you have to do nothing. You wouldn't even have to put it on. He's saying the Ramah is talking about a case where the Yid also lit the fire. Then the Shach says, what are you talking about? If the Yid lit the fire, why would the Yid have to put it on? But the Mechaber says, if the Yid put it on the beginning, or he flipped it on, or he did something, the Yid wouldn't have to do anything. If the Yid lit the fire, he wouldn't have to do anything.
He lit the fire, put it on the fire.
He lit the fire.
He lit the fire.
Like he's putting on this.
What's the minute, and who put the pot on the ash?
The guy.
So the Jew didn't do any bishul. But
he lit the fire. The Ramah holds. Ramah holds that lighting the fire is enough. So if the Ramah is talking about a case where the Yid lit the fire, so then it would be Bishul Yisrael because Yid lit the fire.
Yeah, but if the fire couldn't cook it, if the Jew lit the fire couldn't cook it.
No, the fire could. A fire is a fire. Of course the fire could cook it. Vafilo Haim is Basa means is, well, I lit the fire, and then I put the food in the corner where it wouldn't have cooked it. And then the guy moved it closer. So that case is mutter. Okay. So the Shach says, but if I lit the fire, if the guy would have done everything, it would be mutter.
It seemed like you're saying you put the thing on the fire as domet when you lit the fire.
Say it again.
I just read the words.
Okay, go ahead. That says.
It says Veshalom the kamay b'shenir chayisrael hagacholim shehinir chayisrael hagacholim hokach. I feel he put the coals.
Mm-hmm.
He put the coals on the coals. Avav b'shen lo hayin special v'lo siyah v'chavim shari to have kiab lagas aish v'sev zayin.
Correct. Okay.
So it's he lit the fire, he put the thing on the, or he put the coals, didn't he put the coals? Put it on the coals?
Same thing. Put the coals into this place, they're bigger to go. Okay, so the Taz's second answer is, I'm not going to tell you the details, but the Taz says that the Gemara is choizer from what we said. The Gemara says that the Yid, if the Yid put it in a place where it can't cook, then it's never Bishri Yisrael. So the Taz wants to learn pshat on the Gemara number days that the Gemara was chayzer from that answer. Okay, which nobody learns like that pshat. But the Taz says, what we want to get from the Taz is that the Taz says that why does the Ramah learn that the Gemara is being chayzer from it? Because we're going to find out in the next halacha that Ashkenazim hold that Hashlachas Kisim works for Bishul Yisrael, to make something Bishul Yisrael. The Gemara says Hashlachas Kisim does not work. According to the Gemara, it does not work. How could the Ramah hold that Hashlachas Kisim works? Must be he holds that the Gemara was chayzer. So if the Gemara was chayzer, just like the Ramah holds the Gemara was chayzer in Hashlachas Kisim, the same Chazara works for this din of that the Yid has to do a cooking that even does something. Okay? And of course, there's a connection between them. There's a connection between Hashlachas Kisim and the food not, the, and saying that the food has to not, the Yid doesn't have to do something that will cook. Both of them are asked to have nothing to do with cooking. Hashlachas Kisim doesn't make the food cook. If Hashlachas Kisim can make it dish to Yisrael, then this thing is somewhat similar to that. I'm doing something, I'm putting it onto a fire in a place that he can't cook. So the Taz says, the Gemara was chayzer from this requirement that the Yid has to do something that'll cook it, kumachim and jesoi, that'll cook it, and therefore it could be mutter, even if the Yid put it on a place in the fire where it can't cook. Okay? And the Shach says almost the same answer, a variation of that answer, which is, the Gemara says Hashlachas Kisim doesn't work, that'll be for next halacha. Hashlachas Kisim really does not work. So why do we do it? So Tosfos brings that there's the Chilufei Minhagim Bein Bavel Eretz Yisrael, and in that Chilufei Minhagim, whatever that is, it says that Hashlachas Kisim does work. So we, even though the Gemara says it doesn't work, we don't pass like the Gemara. Okay, so it's a variation of what the Taz says. The Taz says the Gemara itself, according to one way of learning it, the Gemara was Chayzer, or that we don't hold like the Gemara. We don't pass like the Gemara. Tata, we don't pass like the Gemara. Okay, so this Chilufei Yisrael has been Eretz Bavel Eretz
Yisrael. What does that mean?
It's some safer, whatever it is. Well, that's for next week. Okay, for next time. But some kind of a safer that says, Minhagim that we have not like that, which are Minhagim not like the Gemara. Okay, not like the Gemara. And Hashlachas Kisim is like that. So the Taz learns that we don't follow the Gemara because there's a way to say that the Gemara changed its mind. And the Shach says that we don't follow the Gemara because we have some other reason not to. Both of them are saying the same point. The Ramo, who's Mekel about Hashlachas Kisim, is going to be Mekel about this case also. Okay, now. The Shach is Meramis that there is a difference between Hashlachas Kisim in this case. Okay, there's a big difference. By our case, the Yid, what did he do? He put food into a place that it can't cook. It's like saying he put the food onto the counter. Okay? He put it someplace where it can't cook. So the guy did all the cooking. The Yid did nothing. In the case of Hashlachas Kisim, there's a fire that was created. By being Mashliach, by throwing in the Kisim, we say it now becomes like it's the Yid's fire. So the cooking was done on a Yid's fire. Okay, yeah, that's for next halacha also. So that's talking about, so it means, is it's a Yid's fire? If it's the Yid's fire, so then the cooking was done by the Yid. Okay, so there's a big difference between Hashlachas Kisim in our case. In this case, if the Yid put it in a place where it can't cook, he did nothing. He didn't do anything. It's like he put the food on the counter. It has nothing to do with it. He took it out of the freezer. That doesn't make it Bishul Yisrael.
What's the difference in this case? I mean, we hold that...
But
he put in the fire also doesn't do anything. He makes the whole fire.
But by making a hecker, he made a hecker in the fire, and that somehow converts the fire to being the Yid's fire.
The case was the Yid lit the fire, then the
guy
came.
The Yid lit the fire, what? And?
And then the guy put the food on it. Right. And that's good. So why is it different?
Why is that different? Because then it's the Jew's fire that did the cooking. So there's a way to say that this Bishul was Bishul Yisrael, because at least it was my fire.
Yeah, and over here,
the guy lit a fire, and I put the food in so far on the edge that it couldn't cook over there. So what did I do? It's like I took the food out of the freezer. What, I didn't do anything. At least in the case where I did Hashlachas Kisim, there's a way to connect the cooking to me. Say, I made the fire. What did I do? Here I put it on the edge of on the corner where I put it, it couldn't cook anyhow. So the Shach is Meramis that he's not so, that there's a chil. He doesn't say what it is, but in Meramis there's a chil between these cases. The Shach seems to not hold like the Ramah. The Shach sort of ends off that he doesn't hold like the Ramah. And the Taz himself, who also said similar pshat in the Ramah, says you can only be Mako, but Siruf, halacha we had in halacha Dalad, that there are those who hold that the Beis HaShe Yisrael, there's no Isser Bishlakim. Okay, there's a Rabbein Refine, that there's no Bishlakim in Beis HaShe Yisrael, which you don't pass him like that. But Bitsir, there's no Isser Bishlakim if the cooking is done in the Jew's house.
So,
no, not because of Hagis. No, that's others who are make it. The Rabbein Refine holds is Bechal no Isser. So therefore, that was Halach Dalad. So Bitsir of that cheetah, which we don't pass like, Bitsir of that cheetah, you could be Tzom Bechal no Ramah. Okay? So the Taz is not so through
the... Hagis cooking in your house, it's okay. It's
according to Rabbein Refine.
I've heard people try to use it.
We don't pass like that. We don't pass it. So the Shifcha. Not a Shifcha.
No, I was in a shul, and the guy did it, and the person said, well, this is a basic shul, so it's worth
it. Right, so you'll listen to the videotape of Halachot Aleph. Okay, that's what we talked about that. But the Taz was only shot normal, that it's based on the next halacha, on this Ramah Shita, is not so thrilled with it. He ends off saying, you could maybe make a basic shul. So the Shach himself, he doesn't say he doesn't like Ramah, but he sure doesn't. He ends off with, in a tone that sounds like he doesn't agree with Ramah. Again, more along these lines, but helps make it clear, is Pichadosh says, he tells you, look at the Teres Chattas, okay, which for sure he knows, but everyone knows that Teres Chattas is written by the Ramah himself, okay, and the Teres Chattas, and even more clear in what's called the Simanim of the Teres Chattas, the Ramah wrote a kitzer of the Teres Chattas in the back, okay, like a short version, just the Halacha L'maisa, where the Ramah says, the din is, like the Gemara, that if a yid put in a place where it can cook, the din is that it's not considered Bishri Yisrael. He says, but if just like we're makel about the Hashlachas Kisein, we're makel about those kind of things, so we'll be makel about this also. That's what the Ramah himself says that. Just like we're makel about those things, yeah, we'll be makel about this also. Okay? But the Ramah sticks in B'dievet. The Ramah says, therefore, B'dievet, we'll be makel about those things. Okay? And in the Siman of the Taurus Chattas is even more clear that he's only be makel B'dievet. Okay. He says, but the Evid, you could be Samach on like that, we're going to be Samach like that. And what's interesting is that in our din, the Ramah doesn't say the word B'dievet. He doesn't say it's only Mutter B'dievet, he says it's Mutter. Okay? Which is going to be, we're going to see that about it next time, which is, the Ramah, they're also, the din of Hashachas Kisein, they're also the earlier person we talk about it being Mutter only B'dievet. And the Ramah doesn't say anything about that. Okay, it's a very similar thing that B'dievet got lost in the, so to speak, translation into the Ramah, what we have in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Anyhow, I lost myself here. So in that corner, so as you're hearing, just hear what we're saying over here, just to summarize what we're holding at.
Does the household demand for us by Kisem also, or no?
What about Hashal Kisem?
Yeah.
No, he's not. This is worse than Hashal Kisem. This is the Gemara says not, you know, well, whatever. This is, he sounds at the, when he's explaining this Ramah, like he was going like that. He says, this Ramah was totally that, and it's a Chazar in the Gula. But at the end, he ends off, it's only going to be Mutter B'Beis Hashem, so I mean B'Tzirif, another Kula. The Shach is not very happy with it.
The Shach says that there's a Chilak between, the Shach ends up, there's some Chilak between the Kisim and this. Mm-hmm. Does the Chaz also say there's a Chilak?
No, it doesn't say it.
So this Halacha is based on Hashachas Kisim, so if he's only Mutter B'Beis Hashem, wouldn't he also only Mutter Kisim B'Beis Hashem?
You're going backwards. This case is based on Shachas Kisein. We're connecting it.
Right.
He's not so thrilled with that connection, so he's saying only be Mekel the Beis Hashem Yisrael.
He's not saying that's Shana Ramah. He's saying,
No, the Ramah would have been right. The Ramah would have made all cases.
Right.
But what the Ramah's extension to make Hashlachas Kisein, to make this case an extension of Hashlachas Kisein, is a Chiddush, so he's only willing to be Samach on the Ramah, but Tzir of this other thing.
So it's Tzir of two separate things. There's no reason why Kisein should only work Beis Hashem Yisrael. Right?
Correct. That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. It's the Taz who's saying that. He's saying, I'm not so happy with this Pshat, and therefore, I'm only going to be Mekel, but seriously. Right. The Shach himself is not so happy. The Prichadosh, for sure, says that. He said, the Ramah is saying, not like the Gemara. He brings the Taras Chatef, where he's coming from. He says, it's all wrong. He shouldn't pass like that. The Miches Yaakov, which appears on the Taras Chatef, from an early Akron, he's Samuch on the Ramah. So there's a big, so it's a Shach in the Akron, whether to be Samuch on this, okay?
What is the Shir, how close it has to be, though?
Has to be,
you're right,
to be Samuch on the Ramah.
It's like putting on a counter. Obviously, put on the counter, it's not going to be good.
Right, so I don't know. That's like a funny thing. You're right. You think if so it has to be something on the fire. I haven't a clue because I don't.
It's gonna get warmer. It's gotta get warmer.
Get warmer.
It's gotta get warmer for the fire.
So it'll be pshat like Hashachas. No, we said this
one.
We know we had some Hashachas Kisim that the Ramah, the Achronim there say that it has to be. You have to really throw a Kisim in a way that helps the cooking. And we wondered, what are you talking about? Hashachas Kisein never helps the cooking. What it means is that it's done in a way that at least, like, if the fire would be bigger, or you would put in a log, it has something to do with the cooking. But we had talked about this back then.
I mean, that's our concept.
I think it's Issevehetter. I don't remember who says it. So maybe over here also it has to be something that at least has some connection to cooking. On the counter, there's nothing. Maybe at least warm. I'm not sure what it means. Okay. So we're left with a shiloh here. Okay, some of the pshatim in the Ramah say that Ramah didn't mean it. He basically didn't say anything. The Ramah is not saying anything different than the Gemara. Others, the Taz and the Shach, said the Ramah does mean to argue on the Gemara, But we sort of, we may not agree with it, and some people accepted the Rama as it took it to track what it is. Okay, so just to summarize, really, this style of making Bishul Yisrael is not usually the way we do it. Okay, this style, this halacha, which is the guy made a fire and the yid puts the food on or does something when it's on the fire, is not the style that we do it. Okay, it's for Sfaradim it is a little bit, but for Ashkenazim it's not the style of how we make something Bishul Yisrael. We don't. Usually the way we make Bishul Yisrael is by turning on the fire, or by putting a kisei into the fire, or doing something to, work with the fire, not with putting the food on. Usually if anything, the goy is the one who puts the food onto the fire. This is not usually the style of how we make Bishul Yisrael. So, really our case is not, so again, on a practical level, okay, our case of a yid putting food on would be negeh if something went wrong, or is a strange situation, the guy's cooking the house and the yid came to affect it or something like that, which is really a later halacha. It's not such, what we're saying, I guess, good for us, it's not such a common case to know whether we have to be somewhere called somewhere. It's not a very normal way we would make fish on the house or in a restaurant or like that. But we're basically, we're sort of being left with a shiloh here on the drama. I'm not a shiloh. I don't know what people say about it. That's it.